T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
Talking about Lifetime Achievement Awards, if the award ceremony was happening right now and you were being honored, what would you get a Lifetime Achievement Award in? Susan just called up and said, not knowing how to use new phones. Her kids get her a new phone and she is lost. She's like, can I just go back to the flip phone world?
She's like, I'm just trying to push the buttons.
Julia always gets stuck with the blue screen of death on every computer she touches. In her acceptance speech, she thanked her boyfriend. He works in IT and fixes everything that she screws up. Yep. JP, what do you got?
I would say cramming an absurd amount of things into every weekend for consecutive weekends.
You are a busy fellow. Mm-hmm. Now, is that you or is this new because of Heidi?
It's new because of Heidi, but my mom also used to call me the king of fun. But Heidi puts me to shame with how on the go she is, too.
Heidi
schedules your fun, which is awesome. You have so much fun, you have to schedule it.
It's like, we got a volleyball tournament, then I'm going to cook dinner, and then we're going to take the dog to get groomed, and then we're going to have a cornhole tournament, then it's board game night with some couples, and then all of a sudden my sister's in town, so we got to entertain her. And it's just like, where did all this come from?
Your fiance's Facebook page exhausts me. I've looked at her page and needed a nap. True story. All right. So it's the award ceremony here on the Jeff and Jen Show. We're just handing out Lifetime Achievement Awards all willy-nilly. Jamie's getting one. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
What's your Lifetime Achievement Award in, Jamie?
I guess just overall it would be just being the most caring person anybody has ever met. Like, everybody is so shocked and thinks that I have a hidden agenda with how nice I am.
So you're
like scary nice.
I wouldn't say scary, just like nobody has ever just met somebody that goes so far out of their way for other people, and like, it's to the point that like, I'll be upset, but as long as you're happy, I'm happy.
That's cool. Hey, totally unrelated to that. I am so bummed that I forgot my lunch here at the radio station. God, I wish there was somebody who could just...
You want me to buy you lunch?
I was like, where are you going with this, Jeff? And now I see.
I mean, you don't have to buy it for me, but if you could just... I mean, I can call it in somewhere. If you just pick it up and run it by you, that'd be cool. I mean, you don't have to, though. I don't want to put you out, but...
But if you were nice,
yeah,
I mean, if you're really nice.
Just kidding. Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks.
Good.
Y'all
try.
Have a great one.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
But seriously, we're hungry.
Katie, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Welcome to our award show where everybody gets a Lifetime Achievement Award.
I think the one that I would get would be fangirling way too hard about things.
So people or things?
Oh, people. Definitely. Friends, celebrities, you name it, anything.
Who is the last over-the-top fangirl experience you had?
Well, I don't know if you know who Zachary Levi is. He's an actor. He was on Chuck. But I've actually met him a few times. And it's just one of those overly top. It's just ridiculous. It's stupid.
Do you cry? Are you sweating?
No. Just the squealing, happiness, overjoyed, just embarrassing, nerdy, super stuff.
And what's this guy, Zachary Levi, and what show is he in?
He was on a show called Chuck on NBC. It ended in 2012, though. But he's done like a couple of movies and stuff since then. But it's.
So are you seeking him out at some sort of Chuck fan convention thing, or is like is he just the guy slicing your turkey at the Publix counter, and you're like, whoa?
No. He actually holds an event in like relation to Comic-Con out in San Diego. And so it's like for charity and stuff. And so I went out there with a bunch of my friends last year, and it was ridiculous. It was fun, though. It was a great time.
All right, Katie, you get the award for fangirling way too much.
Yep. I'll take it.
Megan, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're great. Congratulations on your Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, well, thank you. I've been working really hard on it. I've mastered the art of using dry shampoo. I have it down to a science, and I can go days, and it's embarrassing, but also you'll never know
how many,
whether I've washed my hair or not.
How many days in a row will you do dry shampoo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. This is like a week.
Okay, and for,
but
and for
I
those
bathe,
of
I do bathe. Let me clarify. I shower.
I was about to say, because
my hair.
Those of you who don't know what dry shampoo is, it's what you use when you don't shower, but you shower and you just don't wash your hair in the shower.
If I go a week, like, yeah, I'm going to, like, take a shower because of basic hygiene. But, of course, I can go, like, you know, a day or so. But
doesn't your hair start to smell like, I don't know, a wet couch?
No. I would say if it started to smell, I would go ahead and bite the bullet and shower.
Bite the bullet.
You know, and just do it. But, yeah, I've, like, mastered, you know, when do I curl it? When do is it time for a bun? When is it time for my roommate to tell me to go wash my hair?
Congratulations, Megan.
That's, thank you. I really appreciate it.
It's well done. Is there an acceptance speech? Is there anyone you want to thank for this?
I'd like to thank Target. they always have great deals and a vast array of options for me to choose from. So I just shout out to them, you know?
Perfect. Thanks, Megan.
Yeah.
Kim, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show's Lifetime Achievement Award ceremony.
I think I should get the Lifetime Achievement Award for having the worst luck. So every car I've bought, something's happened to it. The brakes have gone out from the first week. Tires have popped, and actually this last weekend we found out the house that we're buying almost burnt to the ground. So,
oh no,
we're having to start from scratch and extend our lease and just hope for the best.
So you were about to make an offer on a house, and when you called up, you said, hey,
oh, we had the offer on the house. We closed on the 10th of March, and our realtor called me Friday afternoon and said, hey, your kitchen caught on fire. And we don't know the damage. And we went and saw it yesterday, and all the ceilings are falling in. Everything's black. It's just terrible.
So you're not going to buy the house, right?
I don't know. If they redo it nicely, they said they could. So we'll see.
All right. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
Is there a speech? Is there somebody you want to thank for having the worst luck ever?
I'd like to thank my great-grandma for being Polish and coming over here and bringing the Polish luck to me.
All right.
Oh, Kim, I'm so sorry.
So sorry, Kim.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for sharing your misery with us here, though, on the Jeff and Jen Show. At least appreciate that. If you want to be a part of this, we'll wrap up the Jeff and Jen Show Award Show, Lifetime Achievement Award Show, next, 404-263-0941.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.